Let's talk about you and your background.
Yeah, I've lived here all my life. I grew up in a place called Malung.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 miles south of Roseau.
Right.
And I've made my home in Roseau after I got married. I grew up in this area.
Well, Jean is an artist, and she has won a big award this year from the Arts Council, their Artist of the Year Award. Were you surprised to get that, Jean?
I really was very surprised.
Mm-hmm. And you were given the award for what kind of artwork? What do you do?
I do rose mauling. I've done it for about 45 years.
Okay. And for those who don't have a Scandinavian background or history, tell our listeners what that is. What is rose mauling?
Rose mauling is a Norwegian art, and it started in Norway, actually about around the 1700s it started. And basically it's scrolls and flowers, but they don't look like real flowers. They're kind of decorative flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors are just wonderful. And another thing, too, is the old rose maulers actually didn't teach rose mauling to other rose maulers because they wanted to keep their style to themselves and their style within their family. And I've been teaching rose mauling for a long time, too, and it's a real easy thing to learn, but it's hard to master.
It's rather complex, then, in pattern?
Yeah, it is. It's complex to learn how to draw your own pattern, and so people can look at that pattern and they can say, oh, yeah, Jean Honnell painted this. I can tell by the pattern. And there are other rose maulers that don't use patterns. They just use the brush and kind of put marks where they're going to put the strolls and the flowers. So they're more. That's more of a freehand type of rose mauling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sometimes, too, I take just regular hardware store paint, and then I put dry pigments. I mix them in with the paint, and then they get more opaque, so it's easier to work with them, and you don't have to be going over the same stroke over and over again. They used to use oil-based paint, but now that's kind of, they don't like to use it anymore because some of the chemicals in the oil-based paint are cancer-causing. So what they usually do now is they use acrylic paint for almost everything.
Okay. And you mentioned you teach rose mauling.
Usually when I teach it right in Roseau.
Okay.
Once in a while, I'll get a student that'll come to my home, and I'll just have one student to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more fun, too, because then you can just see what the student is doing. When you have a lot of students, you can't give them as much personal attention than you can give just one person at a time.
You're married, you have two grown sons, and you're a grandma.
I love being a grandma.
Yeah, how many grandchildren do you have?
I have 7. They're all in Fargo.
Okay.
My sons and all my grandchildren. And last year, we counted, and we went to Fargo 18 times last year.
Well, good for you.
So that tells you how much time we're down there.
Your education. I noticed here that you spent a lot of time at Northland College. As many art classes as possible. You have an associate's degree. And tell me about the experience at Northland.
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Some of the classes I had to struggle through, especially any type of math class, I had to really sit down and study.
Mm-hmm.
But and even the art classes, you know, you'd think art history is something you can just kind of go through quickly and it's not a lot of work, but when the students go into art history, they realize really how much work it is. It's not an easy course. And I took all the art classes I could, and I just loved it. I loved every art class there was. And some of the art that I learned, some of the basic arts you use in rose mauling.
Now, your husband is also an artist, and you create your artwork near your home. As a matter of fact, you have a shop, woodworking shop, and area to work for rose mauling. And what kind of woodworking does your husband do?
None.
None?
None.
It says here your husband's a woodworker. Well, who does the woodworking?
Me.
You do. What don't you do, Jean?
I love it out there.
Really? So when you deal with wood, what do you produce in woodworking? Give me examples of that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been rose mauling for a really long time. We've established that already. And I've turned 64. I don't mind saying that. And I've gotten to the point where I wanted to rose maul some things for my house that I've never gotten done. Mm-hmm. So for the last year and a half, I've kind of put some of the orders aside, and I've been building things for my house and rose mauling. The first thing I did was a Norwegian chair, and it's a bentwood back, and then it's a seat and then curved legs, only three legs. The next thing I did is a hutch, and I made the hutch thin because there's a walkway from our door, our outside door, through there. So if the hutch was thicker, it wouldn't, I don't know if it would fall or not, but I wanted to make sure it wouldn't. So we've got that hutch tied to the wall. Mm. And then another thing I've finished lately, too, is I made a toy box for my grandchildren, and we just have that right in the living room. And we have toys in it all the time. And then for my guest bedroom, I just made a dresser and rose mauled that. And then I made a huge corner cabinet and rose mauled that, too. And what I want to do next, I've been planning it out already, I've been drawing it out, is a grandfather clock that comes apart in three pieces.
Hmm.
So I can send it to someone in the mail without having to send the whole grandfather clock at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the large things I've been working on, and it's been really a lot of fun.
It sounds as though your person likes challenges.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, and discovery.
Drawing the, you know, the patterns and trying to, I have to have everything kind of planned out ahead of time. Otherwise, I would run into a lot more problems than I do. And that's half of the fun of making things is the planning.
You mentioned your age way back when you were a young girl. Did someone influence you in art and help you along and get you on the right track?
Yeah, I knew I loved art in first grade. And this is a story about it was a small country school, and we were making projects for the fair, and we were doing finger painting, and I wanted, it was a friend of mine, and she just made a couple swooshes with her finger painting and then another swoosh for the fish.
Mm.
And I wanted mine to look like hers. But what happened is I kept on trying and trying and trying, and I actually tore the paper because I was trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the first things I remember. But I had a teacher in fourth grade called Mrs. Santel, and she would let me stay in and do art. And then when we had the Roseau County Fair, every small school used to have their own booth.
Oh.
And she picked me up. It was quite a drive for her, too. She came and picked me up, and I helped her put up the booth. And that was just wonderful, because she knew I loved art, and she really did special things for me, and I just love her for that.
I've read an article a long time ago where students who participate in programs of art actually improve their grade levels in different classes. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, it's true. I found it a lot when I was teaching.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, is in art you learn, it's a different way of teaching than if you're teaching math or reading. It's a visual way of teaching. You learn to it's like a visual problem, and you learn to solve it as you go along.
Right.
And that's what art is. It's a completely different way of learning. And I think a lot of schools, art is secondary, and it really shouldn't be. It should go along with all the other subjects that the teachers have been doing. But I think it's one of the things that gets cut first, which is, I don't agree with it at all.
Mm-hmm. My guest is Jean Honnell from Roseau. Again, she is the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's Artist of the Year Award winner and very well known in Northwest Minnesota for her rosemulling and her woodworking. The woodworking that she does is obviously very intricate and at times large in size. And you have some exhibition items at the Arts Council Gallery in East Grand Forks right now. What's at the gallery, Jean?
I have the bentwood chair that I made. I have some document boxes. I also have some clocks down there. And I have some boxes that are made for just anything you want. If you have some special things or you have some pens and pencils and things like that that you want to kind of keep in order and things like that. Very useful things usually comes out of my shop.
Mm-hmm. Practical works. All right, they're on display right now at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. Well, and I'm assuming, too, they're for sale?
Yeah, they are, except
okay.
for the chair.
Okay.
I'm also, they're going to have a wine walk on May, I think it's May 4th. It's a Saturday or May 5th. At that gallery, and it's from 2 to 5. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be there demonstrating rosemulling.
Oh.
Only I'm going to be there and demonstrate on a very large board.
Mm.
I'm not going to be sitting down and demonstrating a small board.
Okay.
And I really love doing that because there are people that walk by and they just are exposed to rosemulling on a smaller scale when someone's demonstrating. So I put on my costume, I get everything ready, and then I paint a rosemull on this huge board. So that's what I'll be doing.
I just checked the schedule here. I checked the calendar, and it is on Saturday, May 4th. And the hours the hours again are what, Jean?
I think they're from 2 to 5.
Okay, at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand
mm-hmm.
Forks. Well, time has flown by. Congratulations on your award. Well deserved.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Take care, Jean. Thank you.
Thank you, too.